Cold War politics at home and abroad, however, doomed the plan, and America, along with a growing list of other nations, embraced the bomb for the next half century. With the end of the Cold War, the danger of nuclear annihilation seemed to pass, but in another ironic twist, the threat of nuclear war and nuclear terrorism is probably more imminent in the 21st century than ever before. In the post-9/11 era, it is worth recalling that at the dawn of the nuclear age, the father of the atomic bomb warned us that it was a weapon of indiscriminate terror that instantly had made America more vulnerable to wanton attack. When he was asked in a closed Senate hearing in 1946 whether three or four men couldn't smuggle units of an atomic bomb into New York and blow up the whole city, he responded pointedly, "Of course it could be done, and people could destroy New York." To the follow-up question of a startled senator, "What instrument would you use to detect an atomic bomb hidden somewhere in a city?" Oppenheimer quipped, "A screwdriver, to open each and every crate or suitcase." The only defense against nuclear terrorism was the elimination of nuclear weapons.